Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. That's a good question that Breezy brings up this morning. Where is the most violating place you can look in someone's house? There's a number of places that I've been snooping around in people's homes, but I don't know if there's one particular place that's more violating than the next. I don't know.
I think it's all subjective, but I think it raises the question. There are a lot of places in one's house that are pretty private, and you wouldn't really want somebody to look into it. And I would argue there's more than one.
Yeah, listen. Anytime you go to somebody's house, you're always going to use the bathroom. And anytime you're in the bathroom, you're going to go through the medicine cabinet. You're just going to take a quick peek. There's nothing violating about that. You're going to take a little
HIPAA,
quick peek.
HIPAA, question mark?
The HIPAA. What are you going to find? Some Q-tips, some toothpaste, toiletries?
Prescription drugs and what they're taking?
Not everybody has prescription drugs. Yeah, I'm sure you'd want to know if somebody has a pretty bad yeast infection. Yeah, sure.
Oh, my God. I just think it's so...
But is that on the list, the medicine cabinet?
That was my top.
Oh, come on.
That was my top.
Oh, that's
I don't even have a list. I just was thinking to myself.
I think there's way more places that are more violating than the medicine cabinet. Which is pretty much open to the public if you let people use your bathroom.
Well,
you've never been tempted?
No.
Really?
I don't look through people's things.
I have opened every medicine cabinet in every bathroom I've ever been in.
What?
Everyone.
Okay, why?
I want to see what's in there.
I think that's...
Now,
I think that's a huge invasion, Moose.
No,
I do.
No, it's not. You want to know what an invasion is? It's if they were home and I walked right into their bedroom and I started opening up their drawers in their bedroom. That is a recipe for let's call the police on this guy. That's creepy.
Okay, so
have I done that? 100%.
My top one is medicine cabinet. Okay.
All right.
But my girlfriend, when I asked her, she said bedside table.
See, the nightstand.
She said that people leave some weird things in there.
I agree.
You just never really know what you're going to find.
No, you don't. The nightstand. Of course, that's where someone absolutely keeps their personal belongings in their bedroom. Not everyone.
Intimate items.
That too, sure.
Intimate items.
Under the bed? I've looked under your bed. I looked in your drawers.
Yeah, it was a huge mistake to let you stay at my house unsupervised, I will admit.
I just kind of.
And when you made a video.
I just felt like we were family at that point.
I knew you for 2 weeks. When you made the video wearing my muumuu, I thought it was hilarious.
No, it's very funny.
But then I really sat back and thought about it. And I was like, oh, so he was in my drawers?
Like, you had to figure out the steps I had to take to get to that point of the video where I'm in Breezy's bed. Pulling the covers back.
I'm off on a beautiful weekend getaway.
And I'm in her muumuu in her bedroom. And she was dying laughing. But then it took her a while. Like, how did he get to that point?
Right.
Oh, he had to go through all my stuff.
You know, it's funny because I was like, sleep in my bed. Like, obviously, you're living all the way out in Greece at that point. It's like too far to be driving. And you didn't end up sleeping in my bed because you were like, that's kind of weird. But you felt it was not weird whatsoever to go through my drawers, look under my bed. Did you open my cabinets?
Yeah, I went through every square inch of your apartment. But that you need to understand, though. Like you said, we were just getting to know each other. That was my way of figuring out who you were as an individual.
I wasn't allowed in your space to look through your things.
Well, that's because I lived with my parents.
Yeah, you were living with your parents at the time. That is very true.
You could have done that. I'd love to see the look on my dad's face.
Even just a couple of weeks ago, maybe it was last month when we talked about your friend's fridge and freezer. I think even looking through someone's fridge, it says a lot about them as a person. I don't know if it's quite an invasion of privacy, but it's definitely it definitely says a lot about somebody.
It does. And that's another thing, guys, too. I don't know how many of you will go over to a person's house and open up their refrigerator. Is that super rude? Have I done that? Yes.
You did it to me.
I find it to be a little rude. I do. But for whatever reason,
rules don't apply to you.
I'm so curious how people live their lives.
You can't even help it.
The only way to figure that out is by going in their refrigerator and going through their drawers.
Actually?
In medicine cabinet.
Actually, now that I think about it, when I first met you, I could bet my bottom dollar you did this. When I first met you and you came to my first apartment in the house that I used to live in, the studio, I'm pretty sure you opened up my cabinets.
Pretty sure I did.
I think you did.
Yeah.
I think you opened up my closet and then you opened up my cabinets. You're like, wow, organized. Love it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait. I mean,
but did you?
Props to you for me being right there. It's not like you were snooping. I could have easily been like, hey, can you not?
Yeah, but did you feel violated?
I think it's different when you're doing it and no one's around. Because they have free range to spend as much time, look wherever they want. Like, if you started going places I didn't want you, I would have said, sir.
See, before I moved.
Get out of my studio. Thank you so much.
Like, when I moved back into my parents' house, and they went out, you know, night on the town, and it's just me in their house. So I'd be going through their nightstands, opening the drawers, seeing what my parents have in their bedroom. I don't know why.
I don't know if you want to do that.
I don't want to say
someone who did that once and they saw unforgivable things.
Yeah. I'm just a very curious person. You know, I wouldn't consider myself to be nosy. I'm just interested.
I just think looking at someone's medications is too much, in my personal opinion.
If you guys really want to get a chance to know someone, especially the person you're dating, look everywhere, whether they're home or not, medicine cabinet, drawers, closets, under the bed.
All of a sudden, you're wearing a black ski mask for no reason.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252. Drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in
Moose Theater.
Yes, it's another edition of Mooster Piece this morning on PXY Mornings. I pick a movie that Breezy's never seen, and we act out an iconic scene from that film. Breezy, you will watch this film tonight.
Yes.
And bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review, the first one of 2025.
Yeah.
585-252-9800. If you know the name of that film, Breezy, here's what's here's what's happening today.
The vibe.
You are a sadistic psychopath. And everything,
just a Tuesday.
Everything you say or do is with a sense of calmness, which makes you even more creepier.
Okay.
You're currently in the back of a cop car.
And just a Wednesday?
You're taking my character and another detective to an undisclosed location. We haven't figured out where just yet, but we're on our way there, and your character is totally psycho.
Okay.
Any questions from you?
I think this is going to take no effort whatsoever.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's set the tone here. If you know the name of that film for Mooster Piece Theater, call now. If not, that's totally fine too. And action! So where are we heading?
You'll see.
We're not just going to pick up two more dead bodies, are we, John? That wouldn't be shocking enough.
Maybe you're not aware, wanting people to listen. You can't just tap on the shoulder anymore. You have to hit them with a sledgehammer, and then they'll notice and have your undivided attention.
That's close, but
yeah. So close. The reading comprehension isn't there. So.
But the question is, what makes you so special that people should listen to you?
Ooh, I'm not that special. I've never been exceptional. This is tough. A lot of typos, a lot of reading comprehension issues. That's all right. It's a match made in heaven. This is tough.
Hold on, the music.
Right. This is a disaster. First one of the year coming out of the gate, super hot. Really stumbling at the start here. What am I doing? My work is outstanding.
See, I don't see anything special about it, John.
It's not true.
No, it's true. And the funny thing is, all this work, 2 months from now, nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to even remember.
You can't see the whole picture just yet, can you? When this is done, when this is finished, people will barely be able to comprehend it. Only then, will you see.
You're just a freak, aren't you, John? Huh? You think you're a real mastermind.
I can't wait for you to see. I really can't. It's going to be something real special. Something real special.
Well, when this big thing happens, I'm going to stand right next to you. So let me know, because I sure as hell don't want to miss it.
Don't you worry. You won't miss it. You won't miss a thing.
Cut.
The wheels came off there for a second.
I wouldn't say it was for a second.
Yeah.
About a minute and a half.
Yikes.
About a minute and a half. 585-252-9800. Do you know the name of the film that we acted out for Moose Beast Theater? No, of course you don't, because it was an absolute disaster.
It was a train wreck. But these things happen.
Great film, though. I tell you what, I'll give you a hint. This is an all-star cast. We're talking Brad Pitt. We're talking Morgan Freeman. We're talking Kevin Spacey. All of them in this one. Probably gave it away. Breezy, you're going to go home tonight. You're going to watch this movie.
Okay.
What are some of the guesses coming in here?
Yeah, this person says...
It's not John Malkovich. Finding John Malkovich. No.
I think I know what it is. Is it Master of Disguise? No, it's not.
No, it is not. What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Great movie, though.
Hold on. We got a call.
Let me go to the phones here. PXY, who's this?
Hey, it's Allie.
Hi, Allie.
Allie?
Give me your best guess.
It's seven.
Seven would be? All I do is woo!
Not eight, not nine, but seven.
Yes.
Hey, girl.
All-star cast.
Great performance, guys.
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10.
I tried my best.
What would you rate that performance, Allie?
Oh, goodness. I would give you maybe an 8.5.
That's
extremely generous.
That's very generous, Allie.
Extremely generous. I would give it a 4.
Oh, give yourself a little credit.
All right, Allie, here's the situation. I went into our office this morning, our boss's office, Mike Danger, and inside he had a coffee mug from 1998 with the old PXY logo or a roll of duct tape.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which one do you want?
I'll take the coffee mug for the win.
Okay. There's a chunk missing out of the side. Is that okay?
That is completely fine.
Yeah, perfect. You can't use it, and there's no handle either.
Multiple avenues for you to get it in your mouth. Perfect.
Right. Stay there, Allie. Thank you so much. All right, there you go. It is the movie Seven, like I said, with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman.
I can't wait to see it.
It is a creepy, odd movie, but you're going to love it. I think it's like 4 hours or something like that.
Oh, yay. Let me carve out some time.
98PXY is free and always will be.
How many times can we keep doing this?
It's Peaks
by Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Breezy, you went and saw Disney on Ice over the weekend.
I did.
And a couple people I know went and saw Disney on Ice. And I heard it was fantastic. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. I go like every year.
Yeah.
this year I had to find a kid to go with because I didn't want to get the side eye like I did last year, but...
It's okay to go alone in these things.
It was very similar to what it's always been. They just change the title every year, so whatever. But the day before Disney on Ice, on Saturday, my girlfriend and I went and saw Lion King, Mufasa, Lion King, whatever it is.
And how was that?
It was real... Honestly, it was really, really, really good. It was like a sequel prequel, mostly a prequel, but it was also in the form of like Rafiki telling the story of how Mufasa became king.
Yes, Rafiki.
It was really good. And I don't really sing praises of remakes that often, but I was obsessed.
Now, speaking of remakes with Disney...
Yeah,
I was going through the list, and the one concern you had is how many times can we just keep remaking the same film over and over and over again?
It's like I saw Little Mermaid a year ago, and then what else? I was sitting there in the theater on Saturday, and they're doing a live-action Snow White, and it's just like...
Which doesn't surprise me, considering there's 23 other Disney live-action remakes that have taken place over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it. Aladdin, Dumbo, Beauty and the Beast, Lady and the Tramp, Mulan, Cruella, 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah.
Then you got the Jungle Book series, The Lion King, Alice in Wonderland, Cinderella, Peter Pan, Pinocchio, and the list goes on and on. The Little Mermaid, The Lion King, Alice.
So the Lion King, the one I saw, wasn't even the first remake of it.
It was
They've
not.
Done it before. So I think my biggest concern with it is like, first of all, get a new shtick. Also, don't change tradition, because the kids that are like growing up with Disney now, I fear that is going to be their original.
You know, it's not about Disney just doing the same thing over and over again. For them, it's about coming up with ways to make money, because they are a business. And let's be honest, nobody does it better than Disney. You got 22 Disney live action remakes. They're all ranked. But all of them bring in, I don't know, a couple hundred million per film. Think about that. They're like, all right, well, what have we not done a live action remake on yet? I don't know. Name a Disney movie. They probably did it already.
Did they do Aladdin yet?
Yes, that was the first one I named.
Mm. Well, I mean, Snow White's in the mix.
Aladdin was 2019.
Maybe like Sleeping Beauty.
Sure, I don't see that on the list. So if they do Sleeping Beauty, that's guaranteed.
Actually, I think they did
Beauty and the Beast,
Magnificent, or whatever it is with the mean girl, the villain, I should say, not the mean girl. I just like, I don't know. I think we're all kind of suckers for Disney, and I think they've made such a great brand over the years, over the decades, and
yeah.
You know,
not to mention that had a couple pedophiles that work for them that fell through the cracks. But, you know, that's Disney. What can you do?
I think that they have made new and original content. Frozen was obviously a hit over a decade ago. And then Moana just came out. I don't know if it was Moana 2 or 3. I'm pretty sure it was 3. But, and I do like that. And I love the fact that the messages are changing. The messages of like, oh, we don't have to wait for the prince, or oh, the prince always ends up being horrible. There, it's not as much that focus as more as it is like strong, independent princesses or warriors or whatever they are.
And you got to listen. I understand. You got kids today. We grew up looking through the glasses of Disney in a whole different way. You got to update these films a little bit. Because you want to keep their tradition of watching things like Dumbo and Beauty and the Beast. These are films that are always going to be there. Mm-hmm. But it'd be hard for a kid today in 2025 to watch this movie from 1988. You know what I'm saying?
It's true. Sleeping Beauty, 1959. Like, the quality just, like, isn't... It wouldn't make sense.
Right. But even know? Hollywood today, it's the conversation that we have time and time again. It's like, how many Ghostbuster remakes are you going to make? You can continue the story, but it's not really doing that. You're just remaking it.
Correct.
You know, and some of them are good. Some of them are awful, and you wish they would have just left it alone.
Agreed. Very much so agreed. And I think I don't know. I don't know if I'm for it or if I'm against it. Because when I started this conversation, I was totally against it. But I do get your point about like a child who's being raised in 2024 isn't going to go back and watch a movie from 1959.
No, I get that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like if they remake Snow White, who's going to play that role? Who are the dwarfs?
So here's the thing. That's the other part. That's the other portion of it. Like a lot of it is, you know, CGI and all of that stuff. So the dwarfs aren't actually people.
Oh, they're not just getting like Peter Dinklage?
No, unfortunately they're not. Danny DeVito is not going to be playing a dwarf.
No, Danny DeVito, right.
I loved you in the role of Sleepy. But I think it's interesting and it's cool to see. I just... You know my fear of change and how I cling on to original things. I don't love it.
Right.
But Mufasa was really good. 10/10 would recommend.
And if you guys did get a chance to go to Disney on Ice at Blue Cross Arena, I know just from the pictures I saw alone, the kids loved it.
I loved it.
Yeah, you loved it. How long was it? Like an hour?
No, it was two. And
oh, that's long.
And they here's the thing. My intrusive thoughts got the best of me because they are swinging in the air from ropes over ice.
Oh, that's dangerous.
With skates on.
Sure.
And I just thought to myself, I hope everything goes okay.
It takes one unlaced skate to just go flying in the audience. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden it's a bloodbath. It's not Disney on Ice anymore. It's blood on ice.
Yeah.
Do you really want that on your hands?
It's scarring those kids Disney? For the rest of their life. Yeah, no, not for me.
Yeah, I can't.
They all have to sign a pretty big waiver.
I couldn't attend a show like that. I couldn't attend Disney on Ice. I'd be thinking about that the whole show.
Oh, golly. Well, I do love Disney. I'm not a Disney adult, but I do love Disney. Yeah. Always been a fan. Very much so.
We have enough Disney adults out there, you guys. We definitely don't need another one.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98.